Every computer program is once a beautiful story, as clear as day. Anybody can understand a program if they care and sit down and listen to the original programmer. And yes, eventually, even the original programmer will begin forgetting some of the less important parts of the tale. But notes, diagrams, and source code can remind them of everything in great detail. Though, as things are, it is not really necessary for a programmer to get to this point in order to finish the application that they are working on. This will make the application a bit heavier, less conceptual or logical, and more, here's how you do it. And that's okay. Good applications are not that big anyways. They simply expose plugin or library architecture and let the programmers integrate from outside in. But some of us find a computer program that demands a higher understanding. And then they go have their adventures in the world of programming. One tiny example is the WikiWiki. It is a masterpiece of open file, make it a web page, edit file, and save it as a new version. With a magnificent flair of this incredibly revolutionary statement for when a file does not exist. This article is a stub. Why don't you create it? Or, this file does not yet exist. Click here to create it. On a smaller, though slightly more confusing scale, collaborative file editing has such a masterpiece too. Use the file name for a folder, and inside the folder, make the file name a version number followed by a huge random number, a universally unique identifier. And ordinarily, do not allow saving an older version. If the latest version is 5, and someone tries to save 4, show an error and make them look at version 5 to merge the conflict. Now, here's the crazy part. Make that happen on 1,000 different computers that each have a copy of reasonably latest data, some of which won't be online for years after that. And you know what? No data will be lost at all. We are using long, random file names in that directory, so they are guaranteed to always be unique. That means no data loss, no matter how many computer programs are participating in this experiment. But yes, there will be edit conflicts. Multiple files with the same version number coming from different editors, from hundreds of different computers even. And here, they can be ignored depending on content, or an editor can carefully review what's in the conflicts and merge them by hand. Artificial intelligence can be used here. You simply take something useful out of an ancient version 4 and put it in the latest version, for example 8000, and mark that particular version 4 as deleted. Now all the participating computers will not only be notified that there is a version 8001, but that an ancient version 4 got marked as deleted, so the system will see one less edit conflict. When one of those disconnected computers comes back online, another version 4 or 400 may eventually spread among all the copies of data, and another editor may make a merge, or just find the information outdated and mark the conflict as deleted. To get to this strange understanding and this level of mostly consistent storytelling, programmers just use their heads and, you know, scribble all over random scraps of paper. Always encourage them to save the scraps, because then they can glue it all up together and make a work of art. Some elect to create reference implementations. You go as far as you can, but never feel pressured to finish the implementation. You are digging a tunnel here, a tunnel into the complexity of the application and the crystalline-like structure of the final version of the program. Then the final reference implementation will melt away all the confusion and reveal the clear as day diagrams. So a reference implementation is like a beta version of the program, but one you don't really want to build on top of. You kind of use it as a shovel to dig into all the complexity and explore it, to figure out where all the nice little paths are. Often these programs can switch hands. They may get confusing and may pick up bugs and buggy debuggers that get paid by the hour and call it a science. But that is a good thing. A program should just continue on. When I was starting out, I've heard some neat stories about special computer programs. One of them was obviously made up, but I still like it to this day. It was supposed to be this super, super hard computer game, and it was the only game in the world that was never successfully beat by the very programmer that created it. Wow! Then there was a true mythical story of this lone coder who created this amazing 3D game all by himself. It was beautiful and famous, the best game in the world for some, and to this day, you know what? Kind of hard to beat. Like, he just went home and freaking coded the whole incredible thing all by his lonesome. The graphics were so amazing for what we had back then that while I thought Wolfenstein 3D was good stuff, it was way too primitive for my now sophisticated tastes. The game was named Another World, programmed by Eric Chahi over a period of 2 years. Like Prince of Persia, he used rotoscoping, tracing motion from a video. It looks 3D, but it's just X and Y without the Z. Yeah, the era of tracing pixels has not come to a close at all. Fusing real-world motion with fantasy is still a beautiful and very artistic challenge, and 3D graphics, no matter how realistic, will never be as beautiful as charming pixel art. Finally, for many, being able to tell a story of their application architecture, even if just to their own debugging rubber duck, is kind of the point, because it means excellence, and it means knowing their art. Even if it is just your rubber duck that will remember you, it will only remember you because of your finest work.